obviously WOTUS and the Clean Water Act, and we had a very good position, but we even refined it further to talk about some really practical problems in terms of, you know, not being able to work on things like erosion, not having to get a permit to actually do something good on the property. Why should you have to go through all that process when you can just step up and do it now? You know, it's just another piece in that whole debate. But I view that the WOTUS, the water quality issue, will be front and center, and it has been, and it will be till we get it resolved. We had been a little vague on our policy relative to state laws on production practices. We refined it now to the point where we have a lot more clarity about basically demanding an end to the state laws that ban sale of foods produced outside of their borders if, you know, the state arbitrarily decides that some production practice should be put in place. And we weren't that clear before. I think that's going to be an ongoing issue. It's not going away. We thought, well, we started to have a discussion on country of origin labeling. That issue is front and center given the status of that case in the WTO. It will ultimately take a legislative solution. We started to have a discussion about how that ought to play out, but at the end of the day, the delegates basically reaffirmed support for where we are. We need to be we support the country of origin labeling, but we need to be WTO consistent. That still puts us in basically the same position, and we'll be engaging. I'm guessing if the process unfolds in the WTO like it's supposed to, we will be engaging very heavily with the Congress to try to figure out a way to get that fixed. The big data issue continues to be with us. That's unfolding as technology continues to evolve. We tightened up and clarified, I think, some things very directly, like the ability to have kill switches, being able to remove data whenever we want to, have that flexibility as producers. We talked about UAVs or unmanned aerial vehicles and indicating that we really weren't interested in navigable airspace. We didn't want anybody without permission collecting data from our farms at any altitude that those vehicles may fly without our permission. That once again, I think, clarifies what our producers have really been saying all along, that data is theirs. No one else has the right to have it, use it, acquire it, unless they say so. I mean, we really made that very clear, I think. The immigration issue, we did make one change there, and that was removing our policy already said we don't support any caps in terms of work permits for a labor force, but we made that very clear with respect to the H-2B program that we didn't want any cap. We wanted to remove the cap there.